I'll say this first, that the man cave is non-gender specific. We are open to all shapes and sizes, age and genders. I'm most interested in giving you out of this world experience. The idea of pivoting the gaming man cave into a small business came about actually during COVID. I work as a freelance photographer, and last year was especially hard when there were no events to cover and my business dropped to zero basically for a few months. My friend suggested that I open this place up to help people actually having cabin fever and they're hungry for more experiences. You know, looking back in my life, I've been having friends over to play games, you know, all my life. So I was born to do this, maybe. Favorites are the flight simulators, especially VR. It can actually put you in a cockpit, and that's as close as you can get to transporting back into World War II, experiencing what the pilots would have back then. My passion lies in military history, so most of my games follow along those lines. I found this guy actually in Russia who makes a center-mounted control column as the World War II pilots would have them, you know, back in the day. And I found another guy who was making the rudder pedals, the replicas of the BF-109 fighters back in World War II. So one thing led to another, and it was a gradual process. I wouldn't want to think how much I spend on the whole setup now, but it's a very comprehensive setup. You know, I've referenced books on World War II or military history that, you know, if we feel up to it, we can discuss. This is Aki. She's our resident morale booster and my co-pilot at the man cave. I'll say this first, that the man cave is non-gender specific. I'm most interested in giving you a good experience, out of this world experience, share my passion as well for gaming, and as a form of therapy, I guess, for people going through hard times during the COVID period.